You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy DJ Nash. Yeah, you all know I'm not DJ Nave. We'll just keep it as DJ Nash. So I hope you guys are good. If you're not good, just comment. Tell me. Let me know what's happening in your world. Yo, gotta know. Hey, I had an awesome weekend. Yeah, I hope you guys had an awesome weekend. Yeah, that was last week. Hey, today is a Monday. Yeah, we're doing this in the morning. Yeah, and yeah, I hope you guys, the rest of your day is gonna be really awesome, because my day is gonna be really awesome, and I know what I'm gonna do. I hope you planned your day, because some of you wake up without planning. I don't understand your life. How can you live a life without planning? There is like, yeah, you planning to fail. You fail to plan, you plan to fail. Yeah, you know, yeah. Stuff like that, you will automatically failing by default. Yeah, not default, yeah, like default, yeah. You know when your tongue twists and then does other stuff. But yeah, you're failing by default. Yeah. It's like if you're standing still and everyone is going forward, you're automatically going backwards. Yeah. By default. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, guys, I'm awesome. I hope you guys are awesome. And today's show, it's gonna really be interesting, because we're gonna be doing some recaps. And yeah, some people, they ask questions like, DJ Nash, like, why did you do that show? What was the point of you doing that show? What was the purpose of doing that show? What were you trying to achieve from doing that show? So you get questions like that. And yeah, today is the day where we're gonna be answering those questions. Yeah, so I'm gonna be answering those questions, and I hope you guys are ready for the answers. But before we even get into it, like you can see, the show itself is titled Reasons for the Shows. Yep, that is the title. So we're gonna be giving you reasons for the shows, yeah, that we did. So don't go anywhere, we'll be right back after the short break.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilly, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
So coming back, yeah, we just got a couple of things that we're gonna speak about. Yeah, you know, just for the news, you guys know how we do it. We get into the news session with the good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So for the people who don't know, you can actually take news, you like notes, you know, the news, you can take it at heart and then you put it in your book. Yeah, so don't forget to take notes, because right here we take notes. And yeah, so I'm just gonna go through a couple of headlines, and if you wanna know more of those headlines, just type them onto Google and find out what is happening in there. And yeah, you're gonna actually see some interesting stuff, eh? Yeah, interesting stuff that are gonna help you, man. I know. Okay, yeah, don't cry. I'm not crying. I'm trying not to cry. Yeah, but I won't cry. Yeah, so guys, in the new session, gotta keep a professional voice now, eh? You know, yeah, we do it like that, right? Kidding. So, in the new session, like, I actually get emails, eh, from, I don't know what is it exactly. I don't know what to classify it as, but in my Gmail, I get news, you know, like, every single day. So, like, yesterday, I got news from, when I get the news, the person that I get it from is basically titled She Knows Daily. So it's like, yeah, a news email type of update situation thing. So yeah, like, I got some news that they sent to me, and I was like, oh, okay, this is actually really interesting. Like, there's some stuff that happened out there that you really don't focus on, and yeah, they actually reality and all the stuff. So yeah, it's an email news, automatic or automated email. So first up on the headline is basically one of the inspirational type of news, you know, for people who love designing. So there's like all these different types of designs that you can actually, you know, like make for a room, and not just a room, you know, for kids. So kids' rooms, you know, making a kid's room sparkle, you know, and all the stuff, so that when the kid comes, and then, you know, kids have this imaginary type of, yeah, in fact, their imagination is active. when they're still young. Even now, when you get older, you know, if you're older and you're listening to this, you still have that imagination, you know, that wild imagination. It's there. The only problem is you're exposed to a lot of things that made you stop imagining, so you can still activate it again. So like, there's actually designs that you can actually use, you know, for kids to make sure that they keep on being, you know, inspirational and stuff like that. So yeah, go to She Knows Daily and you'll see all of this stuff. So the first thing was basically the condo inspiring designs for kids, so basically for their rooms and how beautiful it looks. Yes, for little spaces, because some people, when there's a little space for the kid, they're like, okay, what can I do in this space, you know, to make sure that my kid has a room that looks awesome. So yeah, just go on today and you'll see some awesome stuff. And then yeah, we go to the next headline, which is really interesting, like also for kids, it's like interesting. So there's like some cool art supplies. Yep, cool art supplies that every single parent should actually have in their house for their kids. Yeah, so there's like a collection of specific art supplies. Like I said, your kids are really creative. Yes, they imagine a lot. So go get a list of those art supplies that you actually need to have in your house for your kids. Yeah, so go there on Google or go into your email. And in fact, fastest way, go to Google, type She Knows Daily, you get all of the stuff. So there's like some seriously cool kids art supplies. Every parent that, you know, whatever nation, country, yeah, color, if you pink, yellow, blue, doesn't matter, as long as you're a parent, you should actually have all of this. So just go there on Google and check out what the art supplies are. Yeah. So yeah, you know, basically go check it out, man, and you'll be shocked, be like, what, okay, never thought I could have this for my kids. Yeah, and then the next, okay, like I think this is like the second last. Yeah, never know, maybe we'll have another one depending on how, you know, the title grabs the attention. Yeah, I'm just kidding, man, I'm kidding. So yeah, the next one is basically Jennifer Gardner. She actually is doing tutorials, you know, on basically baby food. Yes, baby food. So like, she's actually making all these small tutorials, speaking to the parents on what type of food you can actually make for your baby. And yeah, you know, what awesome combination can you put together so that your baby has the nutrients that they need. Yeah, you can just decide one day you're gonna wake up and then you're gonna go buy maize and then you're gonna feed your baby pop. No, your baby's not at that level, eh? So there's like awesome, yeah, combinations that you can actually put together for your baby, and it tastes good, it has awesome nutrients in there, and yeah, it's awesome, it's actually amazing. So yeah, Jennifer Gardner is actually, you know, making those small tutorials on what type of food to actually make for your baby and all the stuff. So just make sure you look at that up, and yeah, you'll see some interesting stuff. And then Starbucks, I'm thinking Starbucks here, but basically Starbucks and yeah, Ariana Grande, you know, they're actually super excited about the chain's new spring menu. So Starbucks has a new menu. Yep, a new menu for spring. So there's like awesome stuff that they're actually offering. And yeah, they actually made an advertisement where Ariana Grande was actually in there, and it was really interesting because they're now excited about those new menu and all those stuff. So go check out that as well. And yeah, those are just some of the things that are actually happening around you, in case you didn't know. Yes, I'll be honest, I didn't know, yeah, until I got exposed to it, and then I was like, what, okay, let me take some notes there, and I must go check out this new menu, man. And yeah, if you know Starbucks, yo, they actually have some interesting stuff, man, awesome stuff, delicious stuff, stuff that tickle your stomach and make your heart do things that they will, yeah, your heart wouldn't do. So just, yeah, go check out that, make sure you are aware of what is happening. At least today in the news, you didn't hear people went missing, that coach went missing, or this happened, that happened, this disaster and all the stuff. You didn't hear all of those things. So it's actually a good thing. All happy stuff. So yeah, that is it for the news. And yeah, we'll see you guys after this short break.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
So coming back, you know, in the news session, after we come out of there, we actually get into the music session. Now, this is the session where I get to speak about music. And yeah, guys, like I said in the previous shows, and I'll always share this, even in the next shows that are coming, I'll always share this. Like music speaks to your soul, and the type of music that you listen to makes you the person that you are today. So, like I said, you know, like in the previous past shows, I used to listen to Eminem and all those stuff. In fact, he was like my favorite rapper. That was before I got exposed to Christ music. And then I got exposed to Christ music. And then I found an artist that actually made me say, wow, okay, this is interesting. This guy actually is like Eminem. And yeah, he makes the same type of music, you know. Same type of flow, even better for me. Yeah, he's better. Like, if I look at his albums, like I have all his albums, I'm actually waiting for his new album. Want his new album to come out. So I have all of his albums, and if I look at the journey that it took up to last year and this year, I'm waiting for his new stuff. And basically the journey that it took up to the last album that he released, you'll be like shocked, like they improve, like they the albums like they really improved, and the effort that he actually puts into the content that he delivers, it's amazing, because it actually blows my mind away. I'm sure it blows other people's minds away, because yeah, the guy is really awesome. But now you got other Christian rappers that are really awesome and amazing, like KB, you got Triple, you got Andy Mino, you got 1K, if you know, you got all of these different artists that are really awesome, and you should actually go check them out. Yeah, Christian rock, if you are a rock fan, Christian rap, if you are a rap fan, Christian trap, if you are a trap fan, Christian house. I mean, like, you got all of those genres, Christian version of them. So you actually find them, and yeah, it's actually amazing. Even Christian EDM, for those people who love EDM, like, guys, you have no reason to say, I don't know where to find this. Google is there. Just Google the genre that you love. If you want Christian blues, go Google Christian blues. You'll see everything is going to come out. I was even shocked the day when I found Christian heavy metal. I was like, what? Okay, this is like getting deep now. Hey, like heavy metal, Christian. Wow, okay. Yeah, and you know those people, it's like they scream. But yeah, it's really interesting. There's actually a Christian version of every genre that is out there. Yes, so you have no excuses. Just make sure that you go on to Google and you listen to, yeah, whatever genre that you want. Type the people, you'll find the artists. If you don't know the artists, just type the genre and then you'll get a whole list of artists. And before you actually get into the artists, like, find out their bio, like, find out their history and find out what they stand for, their type of lifestyle that they're living. I mean, you get a lot of people that say they're Christian, but if you look at their lifestyle, you're like, I thought you said you're Christian, eh? Like, yeah, I mean, you had, yeah, we had Christian artists that were Christian and then they decided to rebel and do their own stuff. Now, you see, situations like that, you can't classify them as a Christian artist anymore, because, okay, if I was Christian and then I decide I'm gay and I still make music, can't classify me as a Christian artist. Like, come on, like, the word doesn't stand for that. So yeah, I'm just saying, man, listen to the music that you listening to with the ear that actually examines the content, and make sure the content that you're listening to is the right content that actually gives God the glory and actually challenges you to change. I mean, Christian music challenges you to change. Don't be listening to a song here that doesn't challenge you to change. Hey, yeah, ne, yeah, just watch out, man. Yeah, so guys, gonna go for a break and then enjoy the music that you're gonna listen to. When we come back, we're just gonna do a quick recap and reasons of why specific shows were done. Yeah, the questions that you guys have. So I'll see you after this.
and holy God, who from age to age forbear all the blatant acts of evil hearts, unrelenting in despair, while promising your Son would come, the Messiah from of old, and his bruised heel would crush the head of the serpent cursed and cold. Our perfect priest and sacrifice for God's holy wrath to exist, when the blood of bulls cannot suffice, Christ absorbed it all in Him, and the righteous freely gave His life. He was buried in the earth, but our God has raised Him from the dead. He will have the final testify to the truth that we have heard. Oh, the wisdom of a sovereign God that the foolish deem absurd. Convict us and convince our hearts, astonish us with Son and Holy Ghost, You're the blessed three in one. Come and rid our hearts of lesser boasts than the victory You've won. We throw ourselves upon Your grace. You complete all You began.
Divinity promo. Faith, love, music.
It's that time now. Sit back, rewind now. Take all mistakes, take it out my face. Yes, you're alright now. Fast forward to a new life. Hey girl, you gon' be alright. My brothers don't hurt them. No, make a plan to make that girl your wife. Gotta let them know I ain't tryna break a bone. See, if you become one flesh with me, we can last for eternity. Like, hey-oh, hey-oh, you make me say, hey-oh, hey-oh. Proverbs 31 will say, who can't find a virtuous lady? If you become one flesh with me, we can last for eternity. Like, time now, sit back, rewind now. Take all mistakes, take it out my face. Yes, you're alright now. Fast forward to a new life. Hey girl, you gon' be alright. My brothers don't hurt them. No, make a plan to make that girl your wife. Gotta let them know I ain't tryna break a bone. See, if you become one flesh with me, we can last for eternity. Like, make me say, hey-oh, hey-oh. Proverbs 31 will say, hey, who can't find a virtuous lady? If you become one flesh with me, hey, we can last for eternity. Like, girl with noble essence, you are worth far more than rubies. Girl, you know that you are a blessing. Fellas, don't act like this is a movie. Cause you're the man of the house. If it's divided, it cannot stand. Love your girl. All the harsh in the past is but to an end. It's that time now. Sit back, rewind now. Take all mistakes, take it out my face. Yes, you're alright now. Fast forward to a new life. Hey girl, you gon' be alright. My brothers don't hurt them. No, make a plan to make that girl your wife. Gotta let them know I ain't tryna break a bone. See, if you become one flesh with me, we can last for eternity. Like, hey-oh, hey-oh, you make me say, virtuous lady, if you become one flesh with me, we can last for eternity. Like,
so coming back into it, yeah, we're going to be talking about the stuff that, the shows that I did. Like, yeah, if you look at, in fact, go to Ayono. Yeah, these are some of the places where you can get the shows. Go to Ayono FM, look for Active FM. Actually, search for it and you'll see it's going to pop up. Then, yeah, if you go to What's the Topic, that's the channel. Come on, like, you're listening to this show because you had What's the Topic. But now, if you look at the shows before this one, like, you had shows that were titled Drake, you had shows that was titled Ariana Grande, and like, for example, you just take those two. Now you might be asking, okay, why are you speaking on those people? Like, what's wrong with them? Like, why are you speaking on their lives and all the stuff? So if you actually click on the shows, you'll actually see I actually did a biography of them. I actually went to their history, you know, their past lives and all those stuff, and I actually did a, yeah, in fact, it's a bio, end of story. So something that I also touched on was their life that they're living now, the type of music that they make, and the fact that the music that they make is not glorifying God, and it's basically not Christian music, which is a problem. But now also touched on the fact that imagine if they were Christian. So, okay, obviously they sold their soul to the devil and all those stuff. But now imagine if they were Christian and they actually decided, you know what, instead of me going full into this Illuminati stuff, you know, and giving Satan all the glory and all the stuff, because yeah, don't forget, Satan was an angel once, and he wasn't just an angel, he had a position that he was placed as an angel. Like, imagine, your praises before it gets to God, it goes through him. So he was actually a worship leader. Now he knows how music operates, he knows how music works. No wonder nowadays you got people who are being deceived by the music that they listen to. So that's something that you should place in your mind. But now, for money and fame, but instead they focused on Christ. I mean, you got other artists that ran around, you know, they actually ran away from the Illuminati industry. You got others that attempted to, and what happened to them? They sacrificed them. But the ones that actually made it, you look at their lives now. They're not famous, but can classify them as successful. You know, like, they were actually smart in a way by actually escaping, which is what I've been saying. Like, the blood of Jesus, it's not limited in terms of the curse that it can break. Even that soul that was sold to the devil, the blood of Jesus can actually redeem that soul. So you're never too into the Illuminati for you to get out. Obviously, when you want to get out, they're gonna want to take you out, but now with the blood of Jesus, you'll be able to make it out. That's what you gotta do. All you have to do is run to Christ, accept him, repent, believe in your heart, and turn away from your sins. Repent, that's all you need to do. Now, those artists, like, I mean, you got all those secular artists that do all of these amazing, interesting songs. And yeah, if you go back to the 11th of January, January the 11th, you'll actually see I also did a show on J. Cole, you know, J. Cole. And if you go to the past dates before that, you'll actually see other shows on Michael Jackson and Beyonce and all those people. Now, the reason why I touched on those people is so that I can actually give you a background of where they came from and where they could have been. This is where they are now. And you look at their songs, you listen to their songs. What do they say? They're depressed. Some of them, they hide it. Others, they expose their depression. I mean, you had Kendrick who came out and said he was depressed and all those stuff. So you have all of those things. And most of them, they even tell you they are tormented day and night, but you think they're using a metaphor and it sounds cool. No, that's actually the type of life that they're living, because Satan is gonna deceive you in the beginning, and then at the end, what is he gonna do? He's gonna come after you demanding what he wanted. So obviously he's gonna give you the money and the fame, but there's a cost to it. There's a cost to it. It's not just gonna let you to get all of those stuff and be happy and live an awesome free life. No, you owe him something, which he's gonna come and get when the time is right. Now, he's obviously gonna deceive you and be like, okay, you're living an awesome life and all those stuff, but now this is the time when I need to come for what I want, which is my stuff. Now, those guys are living a depressed life, if I can tell you. Like, you look at them, you say, they're successful and all those stuff, but the life that they're living, it's not the type of life that they're supposed to be living. I mean, you're supposed to be going out there and changing people's lives, helping them get to Christ and all the stuff, but yet you are here, can't even sleep, you're on drugs, trying to get rid of that depression that you in, you know, that depression state through the drugs and all the stuff. So those are like just some of the shows that I tackled, and the reasons why I tackled them. I tackled them so that I can let you know that yes, those people are famous, they are making it, but now imagine if they were Christian, the amount of influence and lives they are gonna be able to change. So you imagine like someone like J. Cole, if he decides, okay, today I'm gonna be Christian, and I'm gonna change from today going on forward, and I'm gonna stay focused on Christ. The amount of people that is gonna impact, I mean, it's gonna go with a lot of people, and that's a lot of souls won for Christ through one soul. So that's just something that I want you guys to think about. Now, because they in the Illuminati industry, doesn't mean that you just leave them and then you're like, they finished. No, you pray for them, man. You pray for them. Eventually, as time goes on, you see Your prayers are going to get answered. There's the person becoming a Christian. And then you're like, yeah, see him in heaven, man. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for answering my prayers. So that's just something that you should think of. But now we're going to go for a break and then we'll come back and close the show. See ya.
Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles, unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
You
Getting into it, this is the last session, like I said in the previous session. Yeah, now on the 25th of Jan, yes, 25th or 25, depending on how you want to say it. So I'm going to say 25. Yeah, on the 25th of Jan, I actually spoke on the law of love. The law of love. Now, before that, I spoke about what is success. What is success? And then on the 4th of Jan, I spoke about pockets with holes. You know, money just running out. Yeah, your money is running out. It feels like your pockets have holes, eh? And then on the 8th of Feb, I spoke about the law of redemption. And then I went to speak about the law of Jesus acceptance. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now there's also other shows as well. Now, all of those shows that I tackled there now and I just mentioned, the reason why I spoke about those shows is because Jesus is not too far away from you. Like, Christ is not in a place where he's like, okay, I don't want to see you too far. Yeah, you've gotten into sin. You're like too deep for me to come back. Yeah, and, you know, start a relationship with you. No, in fact, Christ actually wants to get close to you. Like, for example, you take the law of Jesus acceptance, that show. I actually spoke about how Jesus actually wants you to come back. All you need to do is repent and accept Jesus as your personal savior. Believe in your heart that he died for you, and you'll actually see Christ is going to come back and accept you into his life. The law of redemption, the fact that he died on the cross, he actually died so that you can be accepted into heaven. And the law of love, I mean, the one thing that God wants us as Christians to live by is love. Yes, love. Summarize the whole Bible into one word, which is love. If you have love, I'm telling you, you are sorted, you're done. You're like, yeah, you keep the rest of the commandments. Love. I mean, you love yourself, you wouldn't steal from yourself. So the fact that you love yourself and you wouldn't steal from yourself, if you love your neighbor as you love yourself, you wouldn't steal from your neighbor. Yeah. In fact, most of the people that you love in your life, you make sure that anything negative doesn't enter into their life. Anything that you can prevent that is negative that enters into their life, you do whatever that it takes to prevent it. That's what you do. Yeah, and that's what we do as humans. We are that. And then what is success? What is success? Yeah, success. If you go into that show, success is defined by how, you know, how your relationship is with Christ. Because Christ is the one that's going to get you into that success that you have that desire for. He's the one that's going to reveal to you what is success. So in that show, I actually spoke about what success means to me. Success is not me having money or me having the fame or me having the cars, the houses and all those stuff. No, success to me is actually winning souls for Christ. That's what I'm focused on. I mean, every single day I picture myself like, for example, today, you know, today I was actually picturing myself like I do school ministry and I go to the schools. And I was picturing myself and I'm thinking, yo, imagine me starting a service in that school. So I'm now having a tactic of how I can get the guys that come to my cell group, how I can actually get them to be involved and take responsibility for different tasks that need to happen in the service. I mean, you got people who take registers, you got people who are in charge of the sound and all those stuff. So like, I'm now strategizing, how do I get these people involved so that we can start a service that side. I mean, they need to be involved in their purpose. When they find their purpose, that's where they find what is fulfilling. I mean, this is the, like, a true reality that I was exposed to, is it was concerning a wife. I'm not married, but one of the married people actually said to me, like, having a wife is not more satisfying like finding your purpose in Christ and actually living a life where you're changing people's lives and you see God working through them. So I like the joy that you get in seeing God work through your disciples is not the same joy that you get when you have a wife. It actually exceeds the joy of having a wife. And I was shocked. I'm like, wow, you married. You have a very awesome wife. Like, you have a wife where people will look at, you know, if the people look at your wife, they wanna fall, like, drop, or that's the type of wife that you have. And you telling me that type of wife that you have, that is, like, really awesome. You having that wife is not more fulfilling and joyful compared to you having disciples and seeing God work to, like, through them. So, told me, man, having disciples and seeing God work through them is more satisfying compared to you having a wife. I was shocked. I was like, what? Okay, that is really interesting. But yeah, today I actually saw that reality. I was like, wow, it's actually true. Because yeah, I had guys there, and now I'm strategizing, I'm thinking, gotta do this, gotta do that. How do I reach more people? How do I get these guys to focus on their purpose? I mean, I sit down and I look at most of these guys, like, the type of life that they're living is, yeah, the type of life that I used to live. Some of them, they come out of, you know, homes where there's alcohol, there's abuse and all those stuff, you know. And yeah, that's not the type of life that Jesus went to die on the cross for us to live. Didn't go and die on the cross so that we can live a life where there's abuse in the house. No, God created us so that we can live a life where we have dominion, we're fruitful in everything that we do, and we're successful in each and every area, knowing that He's the one that is the source of everything, and He's the one that we depend on. So that is just the reality out there for you guys to know. Yes, for you guys to be exposed to. And yeah, guys, those are some of the reasons of why I did the past shows that I did. So now you know why my definition of success is not wealth, money, and all those stuff. I'm actually not focused on those stuff. I see them as a tool to get you to fulfill your purpose in Christ, which is making disciples of nations. Because there's some souls that will never get into heaven unless you spend your money on them. Unless you feel the burden of taking responsibility of them. Unless you take them out. There's some souls that will never get to the kingdom of heaven unless you do stuff like that. I mean, I was one of those guys that used to say, I'll come. Hey, I'll come. And it had to take one person's time to come and visit me. Then I came. That's when I was like, okay, this person actually took their time to come and visit me. This shows that this person cares. You're willing to actually sacrifice your time where you could have slept or you could have been watching TV, yet you didn't go sleep or watch TV. You came and visit me. And that's what actually got me to come. And from that day up to today, I'm still here. And yeah, through one person's time, my life got changed, and I'm changing other people's lives as well. So yeah, guys, go out there, change people's lives, make sure you connected to Christ, and don't forget to catch us on www.activefm.co.za. That's our website. And then Ayono FM, go search for Active FM. You'll see all the channels that are in there. The What's the Topic show, the Sporting Base, the Love show. I love that show, hey. Like, I get advice from there. Sometimes I'm like, okay, yeah. You wanna get married first? Do that. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, so Miss J is awesome, eh? She actually gives us wisdom and insight there and all those stuff. Yeah, some of those stuff I don't even say, yeah, that one is too much. I just keep it inside and I'm like, I'm gonna do that. Yeah, because it's wisdom. Come on, like, wisdom. Take the stuff that work. Don't be in a position where you're foolish. Stuff that work, use it. Yeah. That's why there's stuff that successful people leave behind. Steps that you can follow and you still get the same results. So yeah, guys, Ayono FM, you'll find us there. Facebook is /ActiveFM777. You'll find us there. Instagram @ActiveFM. You'll find us there. Twitter @ActiveFM777. You'll find us there. So guys, you have places to get us. Don't forget, next week, same time, same place, we're gonna be right here on What's the Topic. See ya.
Whoa. I wear the Lord on my sleeve. Pray for my soul to keep. You see, I'm proud to see. I say no word with a sheet. Cut at the feet and he feasts. Thought that the body's free. Doing the most with the king. She ain't that fight for the team. I'm not the same, but I try. Daddy mess up, but I'm fine. Barely I'm one of a kind. Feel like a beast to shine. Only here taking what's mine. I cannot stop my prime. Not gonna throw on a fine. Purpose on end of my time.
Buddy, I cannot contest. Help us to survive the stress. I'm a bitch coming like Ness. Polishing colors and growth. I stay away in the blow. Give me the pedal I roll. Who working harder than me? Probably say y'all ever seen. Running the dark, I'm a beam. Making a scene. Off of the card and the cream. Posing the real side of me. All while I'm trying to keep faith in the fire to see. Say any bother me. From your modesty. Show me the modesty. From an alamity. Just so they follow me. What you all want to see. Hey, spoke to the Lord. Told me he loved me. Told me to run it and move in the police. Swerving the shorty. Told me she loved me. Told her I'm running on top of the loving. I would have loved my seat. Yeah. Tell me what song should I sing? Yeah. Pray for the king in the ring. Yeah. Shit like a star with a beat. I wear the load on my sleeve. Pray for my soul to keep. You see, I'm proud to see. I seen no wood with a sheet. Cut at the feet and the feast. Thought that the bodies are free. Doing the most with a king. Shame that fight for the team. I'm not a saint, but I try. Daddy messed up, but I'm fine. Really, I'm one of a kind. Feel like a beast to shine. Only here taking what's mine. I cannot stop my prime. Not gonna throw on a fine. Purpose on end of my time. Feeling so dead, I'm feeling so dead, I'm feeling so dead. They say they can, they say they will, but they never dead. They talk a lot when I'm so lost, what do you want? They talk a lot when I'm so lost, what do you want? Straight, straight for the top. Yeah, we breaking lots, and we cannot stop. Oh no, we can't stop. For the God we love, never send me tough. Always blessing, never luck. I'ma be like, hey, I'ma give my best. Watch me dance away. If you tryna test me, boy, you better pace. We don't play no games, we don't play no games. We don't play no games.
I wear the load on my sleeve, pray for my soul to keep. You see, I'm proud to see. I seen no wood with a sheet. Cut at the feet and the feast. Thought that the bodies are free. Doing the most with a king. Shame that fight for the team. I'm not a saint, but I try. Daddy messed up, but I'm fine. Really, I'm one of a kind. Feel like a beast to shine. Only here taking what's mine. I cannot stop my prime. Not gonna throw on a fine. Purpose on end of my time.
No way. afraid. I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid no more. I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid.